Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
You've been my life for so long. You were right when I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You've been my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there, Lord. You're the best thing that ever happened. I will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's precious Son, Lord. You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Looking over in that city,
noise that you held me. In your hear my cry, if only I will call. Just keep trusting, keep on believing. Are the words that I hear him whisper just a few?
Amen. 2 Samuel chapter number 17 this morning, and begin reading verses number 21. The Bible said, it came to pass, after they were departed, they came up out of the well, and went and told King David, and said unto David, arise, and pass quickly over the water, for thus has Ahithophel counseled against you. Then David arose, and the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light there would lack not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and rose and got him home to his house, to his city, put his house in order, hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulcher of his father. Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, for the day that you've given, God, the blessings upon our life, for strength and health, Lord, for the privilege to stand. And I look into your words this morning, God, proclaim the truths of it. Father, I pray that you'd open ears and hearts may be touched this morning. God, I pray that lives may be changed by the power of your word this morning. God, I pray the Holy Spirit this morning, God, would do his work this morning, God, preparing the hearts for your word. And Lord, even afterwards, help us apply it to our lives and to walk in it daily. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst. May the name of Christ be exalted above measure. May you bring some with the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. God, anoint your men. Lord, as they stand faithful this morning, I thank you, God, for your love and mercy this week, God, for prayers answered, for needs supplied. And Lord, just enjoying your goodness at your hands. I pray you'd have your way and your will this morning, God. You'd Lord, just touch your people this morning. Use us as you see fit. I will thank you for everything accomplished in Jesus' name. Amen this morning. And amen. Now then, reading that passage of scripture this morning, the Bible said there in verse number 23 that Ahithophel, our dear friend, went home and to his own city, put his house in order, and hanged himself and died. Our dear friend, I want to preach on the thought this morning, God been our helper, our dear friend, concerning what drives to suicide. Our dear friend, what drives to suicide? I realize it's an unusual subject to discuss, our dear friend, but I feel it relevant this morning, our dear friend, and more so the Holy Ghost, our dear friend, leading and guiding and directing us today. Our dear friend, I think we live in a time where so many are dying, our dear friend, before their time. Our society is plagued with the disease of suicide this morning. I think most all of us know someone or somebody, our dear friend, that has done such an act this morning. I remember as a young child, just in grade school, our dear friend, them calling off school one day, our dear friend, to go out to some young man in our class that had committed suicide. Our dear friend, I had a cousin commit suicide. Our dear friend, I had a co-worker I worked with every day. Our dear friend, never suspected. Our dear friend, one day after work, went home and committed suicide. suicide. I've known two preachers, at FM this morning, that have committed suicide in the sight of God today. At FM, suicide, at FM, is not just among a particular group. At FM, it reaches all levels, the young, the old, the rich and poor. It trans all skin color and gender this morning. At FM, the people who commit suicide often never expect them. I never talk about it. At FM, and usually they succeed the first time. At FM this morning. At FM, but I want you to hear me today. At FM, no matter what may cross your mind. At FM, no matter how many times you may have contemplated. At FM, suicide is never, ever the answer to your problem this morning. In fact, dear friend, today, I'm one that commits suicide. Is saying their problems are bigger than the God they serve. Dear friend, it's when faith begins to fail. Dear friend, that such things begin to take root and take hold in our heart today. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said that all things are working together for the good of them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. The Bible said He'll not suffer you, dear friend, to bear more, dear friend, or to endure more than what you're able to bear. He said God's grace is sufficient, dear friend, for whatever need or desire, dear friend, or problem may arise in your life. Dear friend, the devil likes to blow things out of proportion, out of magnified. Dear friend, because he came for one reason, to kill, to steal, and destroy. Dear friend, many times people feel overwhelmed and overcome. Dear friend, like there's no way out. Dear friend, this morning, but I want to tell you, dear friend, you can always look up, dear friend, and know that God, dear friend, is still able to do all things. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, I realize in the society we live, many believe in euthanasia. They believe in abortion. Dear friend, I want to tell you that's wholesale murder. Dear friend, this morning, you say, well, preacher, we do the same for an animal. Dear friend, we call it mercy killing. Dear friend, that may be true to put an animal out of its misery. But Jesus did not come and die for my dog. Dear friend, He came and died. I thank God for me. He said, I've got power to lay down my life and power to take it up. And brother, He did not give that power to me, nor the right, dear friend, to end my own life. Shakespeare may have plagiarized it as a final act of love. Kevorkian, they call it dying with dignity. We may have holy terrorists, dear friend, that call dying for Allah a shortcut to heaven. Dear friend, I want to tell you it's a lie from hell. Dear friend, this morning, suicide is never the answer to your problems this morning. Dear friend, I realize depression, dear friend, sets in. And there's some feel like there's no reason to live. Dear friend, they're down and out. It seems that all hope is gone. Dear friend, they're right on the very edge. Dear friend, this morning they fear. Dear friend, feel something pushing them and driving them. Dear friend, just to give in and give up. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, that despair is real this morning. Dear friend, and if you're not careful, it'll drive you to suicide. Dear friend, there's deception in our land. Man, there's been many a false prophets. Dear friend, Koresh and Jones and Applewhite. Dear friend, that have, dear friend, counseled people. Dear friend, brainwashed them. Dear friend, and deceived them into taking their own lives. Amen. Dear friend, but Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Dear friend, you hear me? Dear friend, if there's a voice inside your head, dear friend, telling you to end it, it is not God. Amen. Dear friend, God, dear friend, wants you to live. Dear friend, He wants you to put your faith and trust in Him. Amen. Dear friend, I realize many have committed suicide. suicide because of derangement. I dear friend, over a boyfriend, over a girlfriend, over a husband or wife, over a job. I dear friend, some, I dear friend, that they don't even care if they live or die. I dear friend, I want to tell you, friend, God cares whether or not you live or die this morning. And He loves you. I dear friend, this morning, you say, preacher, does suicide, how does that send you to hell? Brother, I want to tell you, you hear me, listen up. I dear friend, there's only one thing, I dear friend, that'll send a soul to hell. I dear friend, and that is rejecting Jesus Christ as your Savior. I dear friend, there's only one thing, I dear friend, that'll bring the wrath of God and the condemnation to rest upon the heart of man. I dear friend, and that is, I dear friend, because they have not believed upon the name of the only begotten Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, I want to tell you, there may be a time, I dear friend, if you walk, I dear friend, if you're saved this morning and living ungodly, I dear friend, He said He may turn your body over the devil to destroy the flesh, that the soul may be saved. I dear friend, if God were to lift the heads from around about you, I believe the devil can talk you into killing yourself. Amen. I dear friend, you better be careful this morning. I dear friend, suicide is not the answer to your problem. I dear friend, but I want to look at four men in the Word of God that committed such an act. I dear friend, and see what drove them. I dear friend, to suicide today. Amen. What drove these men to end their lives by their own hands? I dear friend, I'll tell you. I dear friend, many today, I dear friend, are following down that same path. And brother, you need to stop and turn around, I dear friend, and realize how there's more worth living for, I dear friend, than what you think today. Now, first of all, I think about Samson. I dear friend, I'll tell you, failure I drove this man to suicide. I dear friend, here's a great man of God. I dear friend, you can find the account of this man's life in the book of Judges. The Bible said a man of strength. I dear friend, the strongest man that ever lived. I dear friend, as far as physical strength, the Bible said he ripped the jaws of a lion with his bare hands. I dear friend, pulled up the doorpost of a city. I dear friend, and carried it out. I slew 1,000 Philistines out of the jawbone of an ass. I dear friend, he could not handle failure. Here's a man used to having his own way, going and doing as he pleased, have nobody to stop him or turn him around. But when he was reduced to being blind and led about by a child, I dear friend, being mocked and made fun of, it was just too much, I dear friend, for this man of God. Amen. I'll tell you, that's why, I dear friend, when a lot of folks that are rich, I dear friend, lose their wealth and their fortune, I dear friend, they commit suicide. I dear friend, that's when the beautiful, I dear friend, begins to fade or they get scarred. I dear friend, they commit suicide. That's when an athlete loses their ability. I dear friend, I'll tell you, the devil convinces you you're a failure and you cannot arise above, I dear friend, the failures of your life. I dear friend, if you're not careful, it'll drive you to suicide. Failure is something that's universal. Who is it that has not failed? Who is it that has not made a mistake or messed up? Man, who is it that has not lost, I dear friend, a husband or wife or marriage or children? I dear friend, this morning I'll assure you, I dear friend, not everyone, I dear friend, today, nobody can say they've not messed up. You have a flaw, you have a weakness, you're going to stumble and you're going to fall. I dear friend, today failure is understandable. I dear friend, the Bible said we're just the dust of the earth. I just come in flesh and bone. And we're not going to be perfect in this life. Amen. Though some think they are. I dear friend, despite our best efforts, I dear friend, we're always going to come short of the glory of God. Amen. Failure is unacceptable to some people. I brother,
whether they just won't have it. Amen. If they're not of themselves and they don't want it in others, you better be careful the standard you set for your children. Amen. Now, dear friend, I'm not talking about little. Live like the devil under your roof. Oh, no. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, you ought to let them know that no matter how shameful the deed they commit, brother, you want them alive. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I'd rather have them coming over the hill empty-handed and broken. Dear friend, as to sit down in the hog pen somewhere and think their only option that they have left is to take their own life. Dear friend, I'll tell you, brother, failure, dear friend, will drive many to suicide this morning. Then also we find that Saul, here he is, another one of God's men. Dear friend, I believe fear drove this man to suicide. Dear friend, fear is a dangerous weapon that Satan used against us. Dear friend, this morning, but I want you to understand how suicide's a coward's way out. Amen. How you read about Saul, first of all, he's hiding among the stuff. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and then he sacrificed. Dear friend, an unholy sacrifice. Dear friend, he didn't do what God said him to do. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, when he faced that giant, he sat in his tent trembling. Dear friend, let little old scrawny David go out. Dear friend, and defeat the enemy he should have stood against. But Satan knows how to magnify our fears. Amen. Instead of facing them and fighting them and finishing it with faith in God, brother, we sit back and let our fears begin to boil over. Dear friend, and it'll drive you to take your own life. Many fear what's behind them. Dear friend, their past. Dear friend, they can't forgive their self. They can't live with a memory. They can't get over it. Dear friend, I'll tell you. Dear friend, they think that somehow taking their life, it's going to right all of their wrongs. It's going to equal out their deeds. It's going to balance the scales. Dear friend, I'll tell you, don't you listen to the devil. Dear friend, this morning, Christ can forgive our sins. He can wipe the slate clean. He can wipe away all the guilt and the shame and the stains. Dear friend, this morning, suicide's never going to correct any problem. Dear friend, that's in your life. Amen. Some fear what's around them. Dear friend, they feel like they're boxed in, outnumbered, overwhelmed. Amen. Dear friend, Satan cannot kill you. Dear friend, he can drive you to the edge and make you think you've got no other choice but to jump. Dear friend, this morning, but you've still got choice. Dear friend, you've still got free will. Dear friend, this morning, you can always look up and call upon heaven. Amen. I realize it rains upon the just as well as the unjust. Dear friend, this morning, but there's always problems. There's always going to be setbacks. I'm glad we serve a God that's able to do all things. And some people fear what's ahead. Dear friend, no outlook. Have no hope. All they see is what's bad and negative. How they believe the worst. How dear friend, this morning, how when fear of living overtakes the fear of dying, brother, you're in deep and dangerous waters. Amen. How dear friend, always remember, no matter how deep or how far out how you've drifted, you can always reach up. How dear friend, and cry out for help. How dear friend, then let me say about Ahithophel. Dear friend, because he was forsaken. The Bible said because his advice was not heeded. Dear friend, that he went home, set his house in order, and went out and hanged himself. He had been an advisor to King David, been a counselor to all, but now he felt like he was useless, and he was a castaway. Man, some people feel they've got one job in life, and if they can't do that job anymore, their life is over with. Amen. Dear friend, sometimes we feel like we're alone. We've got no one to turn to, no one to lean on, no one to count on. Our family may not call. Our friends may not drop by. We may not feel like we're even being missed or that nobody cares, dear friend, about us. Dear friend, but I want to assure you there's a friend that's taken closer than a brother. One that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Sometimes being forsaken is obsolete. Amen. How dear fam, the younger tune out the older. How dear fam, but you know the Bible said, forsake not the counsel of the elders. How dear fam, some people feel like they can't contribute. How dear fam, to society anymore. Amen. How dear fam, this morning I want to assure you, brother, if you're still in this world, God's got a reason and a purpose for you. Amen. You say, preacher, I can't do anything but lay here. How dear friend, if that's all you can do, you can pray, brother. How dear friend, I don't know. How dear friend, the reason or the purpose. I do know this, brother. God, how dear friend's the one that gave you your first breath, and he'll be the one to take your last breath. How dear friend, your life ought to be in his hands. How dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, friend of mine, I don't care if your spouse or your children or your friends have forsaken you. God said, I'll go with you to the very end. How dear friend, this morning, and there's no man, no woman, no job worth taking your life over. How dear friend, this morning, amen. And then let me say, lastly, I think about Judas. How foolish a man was. How dear friend, to take his own life. How dear friend, here's a man. How dear friend, that hate drove him. How dear friend, to turn against the Lord. Grief drove him. How to sell out. How dear friend, that the Bible said that guilt had drove this man to suicide. How dear friend, such a heavy burden he carried. Amen. How dear friend, tried to undo what he had done. How dear friend, tried to make it better. How dear friend, this morning, many buckle under the weight. How dear friend, of guilt this morning. Has suicide never the answer to your problem this morning? How dear friend, let me say three things before time runs out. Number one, how dear friend, suicide is permanent. Amen. How dear friend, this morning it ends it all. How the Bible said, where the tree falls, there where it's going to lie. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, I didn't say suicide sends you to hell. Already dealt with that. I'm just telling you how you meet death, how you're going to meet God. Amen. How dear friend, Judas could have been forgiven. How dear friend, just like you could have been forgiven. How dear friend, but instead of turning to the one, how dear friend, of life, how dear friend, he chose a path of death. How dear friend, suicide is painful. How dear friend, I know we're under the mystery. How dear friend, I'm the influence that it ends all of our pain. How dear friend, that I'll assure you. How dear friend, this morning it doesn't. How dear friend, today. What about the pain of those that are left behind? How dear friend, this morning. Why in the world would you want to do your family that way? How dear friend, this morning, they have no idea. They have no answers. How dear friend, they have. How dear friend, nothing. How dear friend, that'll make them understand why. How dear friend, that you've done what you've done. Amen. How dear friend, I'll tell you, suicide is never the answer to your problems. Turn to the Lord. Even if you feel like you're at the end of your rope, look up. There'll be help this morning. May the Lord richly bless you. Is our prayer this morning.
I know you're going through the fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat, but even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting the days of pain, but the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel till there's submission to him. Not too very long. God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel till there's submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it will take some fire and